Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today we're going to visit John Mark. Yes, the John Mark from the Bible. And an imaginary conversation between Paul and Barnabas about John Mark. He can't come with us, Paul insisted. He's a coward. He's of no use to the ministry. Barnabas responded, "Well, you may have given up on him, but God has not." Paul was still resolute. "You cannot force my hand, Barnabas. I will only bring people on whom I can depend. He is not welcome on this journey to share the faith." "Then neither am I." "It's your decision, Paul. God has given you the direction of the journey. Let's part in peace. When the church feared you, by God's grace, I came to you and showed them that you would do great work for the kingdom of God. God has the same call on John Mark." Paul hesitated. "So be it then. Well, I hope you are right, my old friend, though I cannot believe it myself." And thus, Paul and Barnabas parted ways. Eventually, Paul and John Mark ended up in prison together in Rome. And Paul found his young friend's true worth in Christ as a faithful servant. John Mark had written the Gospel of Mark and proved himself anything but a coward as he and Paul faced the daily rigors of prison. And through the toughest of times, Mark stayed the course, which Paul acknowledged in a letter to Timothy shortly before his death. It's in 2 Timothy 4:11. "Get Mark and bring him with you," says Paul, "because he is helpful to me in my ministry." God often brings trying situations our way to demonstrate one of two truths. He will use trials to show us how far we have come in our spiritual development, or he will allow problems into our lives to show us exactly where we could use some more growth. John Mark's transformation from an apparent coward to a committed follower reminds us that spiritual growth is a process. We may point to past failures where we wish we could have been stronger, but actions in the past do not have to affect our future. Like Mark, do you need a second chance to show your commitment to Christ? Pray for opportunities that will help you to grow spiritually. Great advice from Extreme Devotion. If you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, and it's not free, but just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released the 9th of April, 2023. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.